So I'm going to play a tune now from our next guest, who I'll be chatting to after this song, but it's a singer-songwriter by the name of Basil Breen, and this is his single here. This is called Nelson.
Here I go, what's the turnaround? I don't know, am I backing down? You say so, yes I got it now. When in Rome, forget your home, fly away, be low, maybe a lesson overflows.
And that was Nelson by Basil Breen, singer-songwriter, and he's on the line. Hi, Basil, how are you?
Hello, Orla, how's it going?
It's going good. How are things with you?
Not too bad, yeah. No, I'm just interested in listening back to my own voice on the radio.
I said that to you, so it's going to be a bit strange putting you on hold and you can hear yourself. How do you think you sounded?
Well, I honestly have heard that song more than any human alive. During the production of it, I actually edited the vocals, so I've had to listen over and over and over and over.
So basically, so you're telling
never gets old.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So look, I'm delighted to be talking to you, and I'd just be interested if you could maybe tell us a little bit about how you came to be on this music journey and a little bit about yourself.
Well, I suppose I picked up the guitar about, let's say, 8 years ago. I think I was there 24, and then I just started learning how to play guitar, and then writing music sort of naturally followed on from that. And then I went to London for like 3 years and started to force myself to busk on the streets. a way to sort of get over my fear of singing in just in front of people, not even in public. I think I had a sort of shame around singing that I had to sort of overcome. And then sort of fast forward to, let's say, the last year. So I'm a software engineer by trade, and this year, well, yeah, I think it's been over a year. I decided I was going to go at the music more full time. So I'm a full-time software engineer now.
Well, I was going to say, like, 24 is, you know, age is only a number, but it's quite late to be starting, you know, to be picking up the guitar. And
it's really a beautiful thing to just be able to enjoy aspects of life and not think, oh, it's too late to start this. Because it's not actually too late until you die. Like, if you kind of say it's too late, you're basically saying that I'm just going to spend the rest of my life without even trying this thing, just because I kind of made up in my head that it's too late. And it's something that kind of holds people back. Like, even on the piano, I mean, I started learning it 2 years ago at 30 years of age. And I was just like, when I'm 40, I'll have 10 years of playing the piano under my belt.
I love that. That's absolutely brilliant. I mean, it's never too late, and you can prove that. And like you said, you know, to go to London and then suddenly start busking and to put yourself out there is a very difficult thing. And you were trying to overcome this fear. But I mean, look how far you've come now. You're on the cusp of releasing a new album.
Yes, and the sort of the culmination of this whole journey sort of there was a point when I had my first headline gig during the summer, and it was like the full transcendence of that fear, because I was just sitting there like doing my old gig in front of people, and now I have no real shame around singing. Or I think because everyone's first response, if you ask them can they sing, usually they'll say, oh, I can't sing. Like, people don't say they can't walk or they can't talk, but they always say, I can't sing. And it's such a shame, because I think singing, for if anything, it's such an enjoyable experience. It's not about if you sound like Michael Jackson or whoever, you know what I mean? It should be done, I think, just for the enjoyment, if possible. Well,
I couldn't agree more with you. Yeah, it's a joyful thing to sing. You know, whether you're singing on your own or with groups, it's joyful. It's a stress release as well.
Yes, exactly. So I'm hoping through action from my own part to inspire people to just enjoy other aspects of life that you've kind of shut down just because you have these kind of preconceived notions of I'm not good or whatever it might be. I think we just get in our own ways, or I'm too old, or all these stories that aren't really real. Because all we can do really is act in the present moment right now in whatever way that would fulfill us or that we actually want to do, without having to get in our own way, I guess.
So it's all in our own head as well, you know, that we're telling ourselves that we can't do something, or it's too late to do something.
Yeah.
You know, where...
And I do it myself, like, you know, we still do it, like, oh, I'm tired, or I'm this, I'm that. But once we say I can't, it's such a strong word, in a way, and it's just a real limiting kind of word, I guess.
And it's so interesting because, like, you know, as a musician now, how do you feel about when people compare your voice? And, like, you know, I've read a bit about you, and they have compared you to, you know, Simply Red and PhD. Now, I'm showing my age there now, because that would be sort of Jim Diamond. But when I listened to that song, Nelson, I haven't listened to it as much as you have now, but I could hear aspects of Jim Diamond in your voice. And how do you feel about that when you're compared to other singers?
Well, I think it's such a subjective thing for people to listen and hear aspects of other people that they hear. So I think everyone's sort of subjective opinion is valid, as in you feel that, oh, his voice kind of sounds like that. And that's like your subjective experience of my voice. And that's actually just as valid as anyone else's subjective experience. But I don't kind of get to, I'm just like, oh, that's, if I don't see it, I don't see it. But then if you experience that, then, I mean, I don't really feel any sort of emotion towards that, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You know, it's I suppose, you know, it's just trying to see if you're enjoying the comparison, you know, with other people, or do you like to think that you're, you know, your voice is your voice. But, you know, I'm hearing what you're saying.
So yes, it's interesting because obviously, to me, I feel I'm obviously I'm doing music in a way that like is very unique and. It's very personal to me. But then, obviously, I've been influenced by the whole library of music that has sort of come before me and all the music that I've listened to and everything that I've been exposed to. So in the background, there's all this content that has sort of shaped my taste in a particular way and shaped my art in a particular way. But that's kind of... it's kind of unknown to me, or I can't really see that. I just kind of see, I look ahead and think, oh, I'm this original musician. But I mean, if I didn't have the English language, I wouldn't be speaking English.
Like, exactly.
So much that relies on the fact that, I mean, it's standing on the shoulders of giants, but like taken to its extreme, really. I just think I'm at the very tip of the spear of whatever I am at this moment. And all the influences that I come behind me, I don't take them for granted because they give you, I mean, genres, everything really boxes you in a way that allows you to, I think constraints are sort of, I know I'm going off on one here, but they're really good for, because if you don't have constraints, like let's say a musical genre or a musical structure, then you have infinite possibility and then you won't make any decision or you won't make any moves. So,
it's perfectly valid. I just, you know, you're on the cusp of releasing this new album, but you've been gigging loads and you've been, you know, busking, and I see that you've been to Ballymaloe Garden Festival down here in Cork as well. So the next time you come down there, you'll have to come and see us here in the radio station. But
that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely, come and play for us in here. But you know, has it been a hard slog now to get where you are? Or are you completely feel that you are on the correct path and you're exactly where you're supposed to be?
So, the most important thing for me is to be able to just keep creating music and keep putting it out there for as long as I can do it. Like, that's the sort of the realization that I came to, really, is that, and through books like Rick Rubin's latest book was really good and helped me form my ideas on what it means to sort of be an artist. And I basically just have to, it's up to me to kind of show the world the way I see it, like my point of view. And that the way I do that is kind of through my music. So I'm on the right path in terms of I have music there that's being released. I'm working on like next year's album. And it's like there's no real, the end goal basically is if this could be financially viable in a way that I could pursue music more full time, that would be obviously the ideal scenario. But even if I don't, if I can't make it fully financially viable, as long as I'm able to produce music and art, I think that's the most important thing for me, and to be able to perform the songs.
Well, you can kind of get that sense from you, 100%. You have a lovely sort of way of explaining things about making music. And when is the album actually due to be coming out?
Oh, so yeah, the album is out on the 29th of September. And I'm really just looking forward to getting it out.
Yeah.
We finished it like last year, really.
God, that's going to be great. And what's the name of the upcoming album?
So yeah, it's called The Creation of Basil, because
I like that.
Do you know that painting in the Sistine Chapel? It's the creation of Adam.
Yeah,
and it's God reaching down to Adam.
Yeah.
So I have that actual picture in my room. It's like a tapestry, and there's something because Basil actually isn't my real name. It's actually my middle name. Basil is actually a creation. Like, it's these songs, I didn't have, when I wrote these songs, I didn't really have even my name as an artist. And these kind of songs are like a formulation of the journey of the creation of Basil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a creation from Basil. So it's there's loads of meaning tied into it.
Well, I tell you, it's extremely interesting chatting to you. I could talk to you all day about this. But, you know, if people want to find out more about you and hear your music, I know you are on Spotify and things like that, but, you know, do you have websites? Where can they go? Are you gigging? When are you going to be launching the album? Tell us a bit about that. Where can they find you?
Yeah, so basically, you can just find me at basilbreen.com. That's BASILBREEN. And then if you just search Basil Breen on any platform, I'm bound to pop up. There's not many of us around. And I'm also launching the album with a gig in Little Whelans on the 7th of October.
Wow.
That will be a week after the album. So then people would have had a chance to hopefully listen to the album and
come along.
Well, maybe know some of the songs by the time they get there. But
absolutely. Yeah, they'll be singing them back to you.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, no, please
it's
do.
It's been good at some of the gigs, actually. People are kind of learning them. And
well, I'd say you're full of energy on stage. Yeah, I'd say on stage you might be a force of nature, are you?
Yeah, I need to sometimes rein it in. I just get carried, well, it's something that I've learned. Sometimes I get carried away with being the funny guy instead of giving the songs the sort of platform and letting the songs speak for themselves instead of getting, I don't know, caught up in there's a time and place for the comedy side of things, but it's not during the songs, it's in between the songs. That's what I've learned.
So you have to give yourself a bit of a talking to sometimes and rein yourself in.
Oh yeah, it's a whole you're always learning, I guess. And even I'm not nowhere near finished learning.
From talking to you, I can absolutely hear that in you, that you're nowhere near. How's the piano coming along?
I think that's where I want to take the performance. Because I think with the piano, the music theory isn't as obscured as it is on the guitar. And I just feel that if the piano is where I'll be able to fully express myself musically, especially with like virtual instruments. You know, you can play a wide variety of instruments if you hook up your keyboard to your laptop, let's say, and then with a loop pedal. That's where I see myself going, and it might take a long time, but that's where I'm going. Yeah. I think eventually being able to do that.
Well, having spoken to you, I have no doubt that you will absolutely achieve that. And it's been a pleasure. And the next time you're down in Cork, make sure you give us a shout and let us know how things are going. But it's been a pleasure speaking to you, and best of luck with the launch of the new album. And we're going to play another song, which is Regret. Now, I get the chat. You don't have much regret, do you, Basil?
Not really, I guess. It doesn't really make... Regret was kind of a song that was... it was like there was a bitterness. I was basically telling this person they were going to regret breaking up with me, so...
Oh, really?
It wasn't from a great place, but it was, yeah, I think the song turned out all right.
Oh, and did they regret it? Of course they regretted it.
Well, to be honest, it was my first kind of relationship, so I think it was... I think it was my fault, really, and I think I deserve to be broken up with.
Right, so you deserve to be dumped, basically, is what you're saying, Basil, is that it?
Yes, yes. But at the time, I was blind to that. So.
Well, that's a brilliant segue into this next song that we're going to play from the artist, that's Basil Breen. Keep an eye out for him, and listen, Basil, thanks a million. Mind yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
You're welcome, bye for now, bye bye.
Thoughts of a fall I need. phone? Is it better for? Is it better for? Is it better for you?